This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A week after the flood that swept the center of the Libyan city of Darna into the sea, families are still coping with the unbearable losses of their dead, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
The center of Darna is a wasteland of muddy mounds where buildings once stood. Other buildings somehow still stand precariously above bottom floors that were mostly washed away. Dams above the city burst in a storm a week ago, sending a huge torrent down a seasonal riverbed that runs through the center of the city of 120,000 people. Thousands are dead and thousands more missing, but authorities say they haven't given up hope of finding survivors. Attentions are also turning to sanitation and safety. Workers were sanitizing the streets on Monday as part of a campaign organized by the Libyan government to avoid the spread of diseases.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Some 190 migrants arrived at the southern island of Lampedusa on Monday in Italy as Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's government passed measures to lengthen the time they can be detained and ensure more people who have no legal right to stay are repatriated. The move came after almost 10,000 migrants reached the southern Italian island of Lampedusa last week, dealing a blow to the credibility of right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who won office last year vowing to curb illegal immigration. A top Ukrainian general hailed the recent recapture of two eastern villages as important breakthroughs on Monday, saying it had enabled Kyiv's troops to breach Russian lines near the shattered city of Bakhmut. But the commander of Ukraine's ground forces said fighting remained heavy around the two villages as Russia tried to recover its positions. This is VOA News. With world leaders attending the United Nations General Assembly this week, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up efforts to save the Ukrainian grain deal and bring Russia back into the agreement. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan, who has close ties with Russia's Vladimir Putin, brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Erdogan met with Putin earlier this month and said he would present proposals at the UN to revive the deal. The Turkish leader has voiced sympathy for Moscow's call for the easing of sanctions to allow the Russian export of grain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
With the world on track to break the record for the hottest year in history, world leaders, business leaders, celebrities, and activists have converged on Midtown Manhattan in New York for Climate Week and the UN's Climate Action Summit, again focusing the world's attention on the climate crisis. The annual climate gathering coincides with the start of the United Nations General Assembly, bringing heads of state and top government officials together with private sector leaders to focus on climate change in a year marked by a record number of billion-dollar disasters, including 8 severe floods. 5 Americans freed in a prisoner swap with Iran will soon head home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's a very good feeling.
Our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine.
Blinken spoke after the 5 prisoners and 2 family members arrived in Doha as part of a deal that freed 5 Iranians held in the U.S. and that unfroze nearly $6 billion in Iranian assets, despite the peaceful exchange. Washington and Tehran remain locked in various disputes, and tensions are almost certain to stay high, with Iran's nuclear program enriching uranium closer than ever to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Indian government on Monday cleared a bill that guarantees the reservation of 33% of seats for women in India's lower house of parliament and state legislative assemblies, according to 4 local TV news channels. The women's reservation bill was approved by the cabinet in New Delhi and will be tabled during the current special session of parliament called by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. India Today and NDTV news channels reported. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.